Your morning anthem on Casey Breakfast with Grant Johnson.
Righto, so morning anthem time, people. And this morning, we've got a male artist. His middle name is Alan. So he's got two names. Stage name and surname, but second name is Alan, right? Born on the 24th of June, 1970, out in Hawaii. He is actually a Portuguese Ochi. The genres that he's into is adult contemporary, R&B, and a bit of pop.
Bruno Mars.
Okay.
He's from Hawaii.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? If you still want, I've got some more info for you, but take a guess. 0824141077. So he grew up in Hawaii and discovered his passion for music at a young age. When he was 16, he had his breakthrough. And also the fact that he won a local Hawaiian radio talent contest. It was called back in the day. I don't know if they're still doing it. It's Brown Bags to Stardom. Where are we now? So he recorded his one of the songs that he's known for was originally recorded by George Benson, and that was 1985. What else can I tell you about him?
No, I think I still think it's Bruno because he's Hawaiian.
Okay. And Diamond, yeah? Any idea? Some more info for you? The song that I'm going to play for you guys is that song was number one in the UK. That was 1987. Number one same year in Canada. Number one in other several European countries. Where was it now? It was. The song also, no, I'm not going to say this because then some people may change their minds. No? Right. Okay. But he eventually, listen to this, became a teacher, a school administrator, and then later a principal. And then he also later out in Honolulu, St. Louis School, that's the name of the school. He was the president of that school. So
no, then it's not Bruno. Then I have no idea who it is. No Copacabana. What's his name? Barry Manilow.
Okay. Right, final answers, people?
Yeah, Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Glenn. Can I?
Glenn, who is from South Africa?
Glenn, who? You can't lick if I fancy
say, it. Say, what is
Medeiros,
it?
Medeiros.
It's called Glenn Medeiros. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
How did you get to that?
Funny, Vida is a border on Dungas in Hawaii, and so he is a singer.
Okay. Colin is also saying Glenn Medeiros. Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our morning anthem. It is the man. Glenn Medeiros. Well done, Colin, and well done, Mr. Morgan Freeman. It's hashtag Casey Breakfast. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. Morning, people. That's our morning anthem.
If I had to live my life without you near me, the days would all be empty. The nights would seem so long. Strong. Our dreams are young and we go through.
one of those liquor sing-along songs, Glenn Medeiros, and of course, Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You. That's our morning anthem for this Monday morning, 16th of March. It's just after 8 o'clock. If you just joined us, we're in our last and final hour of today's edition, and I do trust that you're doing absolutely well. You're up and about, and of course, you're getting yourselves ready to face the spanking brand new day with all its challenges. I'm definitely going to do it again tomorrow morning. All you need to do is to keep it locked to 107.7 FM. And, of course, also, I'm going to stick to that kind of music for the rest of the morning. So brace yourselves. It's going to be interesting. Now, this morning, people, we've got a special gentleman on the line. He is the CEO of Worldwide Scholarship, Munya Marari. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Grant. Well, thank you.
Lekker, Munya. Thank you for taking my call this time of the morning. I know you must be very, very busy, and you're doing some great stuff in our country.
Thank you so much for the kind words. And yes, we're very, very, very busy.
Munya, so lots has been happening, and you recently signed an agreement with the Western Cape Athletics and South African Schools Athletics. So what's the significance of this partnership that you formed with them for our young athletes in particularly in the Western Cape, in our province?
So basically, this is a momentous relationship between ourselves and Western Cape Schools Athletics. And, you know, the main objectives of this relationship are to develop athletics in the province and to create pathways for our youngsters. Mm. Now, remember, you know, at different stages of development, children need different things, you know. Towards the end of your career in high school, you know, there's the opportunities of linking them with scholarships to universities internationally as well as locally. There's the opportunity to begin to put brand management around them, as well as linking them with different you know, global brands like the Nikes of this world, Adidas, you know, New Balance, you know, there are several. And just seeing, you know, those relationships happen. But also what we have seen with many athletes is, you know, when they begin to do well, they don't have the correct kind of guidance around them, which makes them fall prey to many of the injustices that have careers moving forward.
So true.
You know, so we have decided, you know, with them, Western Cape Schools Athletics, South African Schools Athletics, that we need to catch kids early, begin to guide them, mentor them, put them on the right trajectory so that they're able to be superstars tomorrow.
So if you just joined us, people, CEO of Worldwide Scholarship, Munya Marari, is with me on the line, and you basically busy scouting for athletes, but I need to know, for a learner that's competing at school level at the moment, how does the scouting process actually work? And what are you looking for? How does it work?
So, Grant, you know, again, it really depends on which sport we're discussing. Because we are not only in athletics. We are in soccer, we're in rugby, we're in field hockey, we're in tennis, swimming, water polo.
Okay.
You know, all the different Olympic sports. But when we're speaking on athletics, athletics is more of a simpler sport to scout, because it's really about time and distance.
About time, yes, yeah.
So, you know, depending on the age, we know, you know, who's, you know, gone here before, who ran these times before, you know, and those are the kind of metrics that are measured to know whether or not somebody is someone we're looking for.
So it's all about time. It's all about time in athletics.
Well, time is time and distance. Remember, you got guys who are jumping, some are throwing, some are, you know. So those are the main metrics that you look at. But then obviously you look at a kid that, you know, maybe not have the right equipment, but you can see they're coming second by 1 meter behind somebody, or, you know, someone who's tall, you know, and you know, those are the more finer metrics for that we look at. But I mean, again, that takes a keen eye to know that, okay, you know what, this kid came eighth, but you know, if we just put some shoes on their feet and tighten up one or two technique elements, we've got a superstar there. So those are the more technical, if I can say, things that we look for. But mainly in athletics, it's time and distance.
Okay, so it's actually a golden opportunity, and many of our talented athletes, they just don't realize that their sport can open doors for them, and in fact open doors to international education. Now opportunity wise, what opportunities are available through these scholarships abroad?
So if you speak of a scholarship, you know, the scholarship landscape has changed a little bit more in the benefit of the athlete in the past 6 months, because there's something called name, image, and likeness, which is basically an athlete being paid on top of getting a university scholarship, basically for their marketing rights.
Okay.
You know, them and as a brand. So now it makes us, now in our role as management, or as our role as, you know, career advisory to these kids, now we have to build their brand with them as well as they're coming up, you know, make them more marketable, you know, as an athlete, make sure they tighten up their social media to make sure that they present themselves correctly online, because a lot of these youngsters don't realize that, you know, their Facebook page, their Instagram page is literally a window into their lives.
That is
making sure that when someone looks in there, they don't see weird stuff, you know.
Before you continue, that is a very important point, because I if I scout and I scroll through Facebook and you look at specific people in specific roles in general, then their Facebook and Instagram accounts gives you a different kind of story, and that's important to look at. That that's one of the things that you guys are looking at, right?
Yes, very, very true. But then now, when you think of a scholarship, now, the scholarships, just going back to that, you know, cover accommodation in full, food in full, depending on how big the university is or how well they do in their sport. They even have dedicated what they call fueling stations, or like a specialized canteen where athletes can go and eat healthy food to make sure they're healthy. You know, they're sponsored by some of the biggest brands in the world, shoe companies giving them equipment. You know, and then obviously you've got very top coaches, Olympic coaches, that are also on campus that are basically working with these youngsters to take them to the best of their ability.
Okay, so obviously you've helped quite a lot of young athletes already, and you helped them to secure opportunities overseas. I'm just trying to get from you, if you top of your mind, a success story. Please tell us about one of those stories that stands out for you.
You know what? There are several, because you know, we've worked with thousands of kids. If I zoom in now to, I would feel, is our most exciting story right now, is if you look at the World Indoor Championship team, Worldwide Scholarships has got two people on out of the eight that are going to the World Indoors this month.
Okay.
And that's Luvo Manyonga, who you know is from your area here. Luvo, you know, had a bit of a turmoil in his career coming up, and we've been able to get around him and to now mentor him and to, you know, get his mind on God and to train him in a secure environment, which has now enabled, you know, once South Africa's blue-eyed champion, you know, is now back and going back to a world championship since you know, for the indoors. And then you've got Karabo Letebele, who is the young 18-year-old who beat Ferdinand Omunyala at the age of 17 years old.
Yes.
And, you know, he's on a full scholarship right now at University of Arkansas in the United States through our company again, and has done exceptionally well. He's the fastest first-year student in the United States as we speak, and has been doing exceptionally well, and also going to the World Indoor Championships at the tender age of now he's 19 years old, okay, and going to compete, you know, as the fastest South African in the 60 meters. Even, you know, the likes of Panic Simbini and all of them haven't been able to run faster than this kid this year. So we're excited about that, and excited that, you know, when you put the right kind of management and development around these youngsters, you know, and the right kind of guidance systems, you know, we can actually make sure that they become testimonies, but also kids that will inspire the next generation of youngsters coming up.
I'm just thinking about the Luvo story, and it was in the news this morning as well about him that's back and doing well. He is he's most definitely triple blessed because he's been given a second opportunity to get back, and I'm just glad that he's performing. He is definitely well, and thank you so much for what you guys are doing, especially for him as well. Now, before I let you go, the qualities that the universities abroad are looking at when they consider a South African student athlete for scholarship, but please take us through that.
So I think we've touched on some of them. Obviously, your visibility, your brand visibility, how you present yourself, your performance, definitely how you perform in the sport that they're looking for you for. And then obviously, you know, if you're going to a university on a scholarship, you need to have decent grades. You don't have to be a straight A student,
okay,
but you need to at least have passed your maths. You have to be passing your English and science of some sort. Those are the things that they're looking for, and then combined with your athleticism, the times, distances that you've done, if it's athletics, or how well you play in your sport if it's another sport, video footage of you playing in that sport, so that they can actually have an assessment done. You know, we are now, I mean, we're looking for soccer players, for opportunities in soccer as well. Field hockey, tennis, like I was saying, all the different Olympic sports.
Okay. So before I let you go, Munya, I've got the CEO of Worldwide Scholarship on the line. Do you guys announce when you attend a specific gathering, a game or something, or do you just rock up and do your scouting? How does it work?
So most of the time we just rock up. But at the same time, with the Western Cape Schools Athletics, you know, with us being getting that relationship together, we did announce, and people knew that, okay, this relationship has happened and this is the reasons for it. While we are out here in the Western Cape, my job or my goal is to meet with many of the sports coordinators and members of government in the different departments of education to see how we can, you know, deliberately get behind many of the top sporting festivals and tournaments that are upcoming for the year of 2026 moving forward. So that people know and kids know, you know, as a if I can say, as a additional carrot in front of them, that there's this opportunities.
Okay, righto. I will have to let you go. Our time is not allowing me. Just a quick question. You didn't mention anything about cricket. Are you guys into cricket as well?
So we are into cricket, though the pathways for cricket are very difficult because, you know, it's you either go from here to the UK, and much of what is happening in South Africa is at the top of the tops already. You know, so when a kid is doing well in South Africa, he's already in the right system. You understand where I'm coming from?
I hear you.
Yeah,
because the only reason I'm asking is we've got a great local league that's not part of unions like the provincial unions and stuff, and it is a big thing in our community. You should consider that, especially on a Sunday, and just go see. There's loads of talent there. But anyway, I dropped that seed. You can let me know, and I'll set you up.
Please connect with us. Connect with us to get that to get to go and watch and to get involved. We're definitely interested in having a look at what's happening there. And also any members of government or people that you think we need to be talking to, don't be shy to tell us or to connect us with those people so that we are able to make sure we don't miss a beat with our initiative right now.
Great stuff. I'm definitely going to save your number and make contact with you. But you go well, sir. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our youngsters. And good luck with all your future endeavors. It was great talking to you this morning.
Thanks a lot, Grant. Have a good day. And to all the listeners, God bless. Chase your dreams.
Thank you, sir. Right. That's the CEO of Worldwide Scholarship, Munya Maria Ri.